Thanks a lot from my side. Also a warm welcome to everybody here in physical in Geneva. We're proud to present here our work from Austria in this case, together with Reinhard Schwarzenegger from the ÖBB. This is the Austrian railway operator. We are working since many years now on the topic of using mobile phone data in different cases in analyzing the transport demand of the ÖBB in Austria. The next slide, please. At first, I want to like to show you also a little bit in general what Invenium is doing, what Invenium is, first in case, where we are coming from and in which areas we are still working now, because I think it's quite interesting also for the other countries here in the UN, what they are doing, how they are doing the topic, and what is also possible in this case. What is Invenium? Invenium is a spin-off of the Graz University of Technology. I'm also at the Graz University of Technology at the Institute of Highway Engineering and Transport Planning, so I'm a transportation scientist in this case. 5 years ago, we developed the spin-off Invenium Data Insights, which focuses on analyzing mobile phone data. Round about 10 years ago, I went in Austria to the Austrian telecom operator A1 and said, "Okay, is this the possibility to get the data of the monitoring system from a telco to use it to calibrate and also validate traditional transport models?" I'm from the area of transport modeling, macroscopic transport models, where the origin, destination, different software products, and also open source software data is used in this case. We said, "Okay, there should be an additional data source next to household surveys, data from floating car information, data from detectors, and so on. It is also possible to use this data and to integrate it." Out of the whole topic here, we developed Invenium and also the different use cases. What we're doing with this mobile phone data. If you have a smartphone, the smartphone has always a connection with the antenna of a telco operator. This is used in case of analyzing the network, how it works, how many SIM cards are locked on an antenna in this case, or on a base station. If you have the smartphone with you over the day, we are analyzing the way path of the people. If you have the smartphone, always it's a connection. Based off the signal strengths, we're calculating how far away is the smartphone from the antenna. We get every time when a smartphone is doing everything, anything, an event like you're writing an SMS, you're having a phone call, you're writing, for example, a WhatsApp, or you have some data which is running behind, we're generating a coordinate, and we're generating also a timestamp. You have over the day hundreds or thousands of coordinates. We're putting them together. We're getting then at the end of the day trajectories, and we are using these trajectories then for different use cases, mainly in the mobility topic or the transport topic in this case, and also in the use case we will show you today. Next slide, please. What Invenium then general is doing, before we started with the Invenium company, we had a big research project in Austria, where we analyzed how it is possible to use this mobile phone data, also not only for the research world, also in case of, for example, commercial world. There was a big project in case of data privacy, how it is allowed to use this data, how the data must be anonymized in this case. We had a three-year project, and at the end of the day from the 3 years, we got in Austria the approval of the data privacy agency that it is allowed to use this data if it is anonymized and also then used in the commercial way here. The whole process, which is shown here on the slide, is that at the first step, the telco operator is collecting the data, is anonymizing the data. Invenium built a mobility platform. What is a mobility platform? We are using these trajectories over a day, and we're analyzing where are people on a stationary segment, where the people are, for example, at home, where they are at work, where they are, for example, for shopping or for leisure. And we're also analyzing in the next step, what is the moving part? What is this moving segment? And with different machine learning models and also probabilistic models, at the end of the day, we're analyzing, okay, which transport mode is used on this moving part. And so we built the mobility platform, and the project together with the ÖBB is also a use case where we focused really on the topic analyzing the rail-related transport passengers in this case. Next slide, please. The topic at the beginning of the COVID crisis was very hot in Europe. I think in every country there was a discussion how we can analyze in the first step the lockdown, how the mobility decreases, how it is changing, and so on. And what we really did then in Austria is on this second March week in 2020, we said, okay, it is also possible based on our data source to analyze the OD trips for the whole Austrian population to give a better information about how the mobility works. We also started in Austria together with the Ministry of Health to implement our data source, so the OD information, where people are moving from one municipality to another municipality, to implement it in the epidemiological models in this case. So we were a data provider in this case, and together we are now in a group, in a working group here in Austria, where the mobile phone data is now a general data, and which is, for example, also included in using the information for epidemiological models. For example, they combine the information of mobility also in a combination of how is the COVID virus spreading in this case. There are only two slides here. We had a lot of discussions also in Austria, in the community. We had a discussion also in public cases, what we're doing, where people really tracked in this case. But at the end of the day, it was for the people really okay. I think it was also a topic that we started really 10 years before the topic really was hot, I would say, with the data privacy. We were really very well prepared using this mobile phone data also in such a use case. Only the left picture here you can see is, this was very famous also in Europe, I would say, or in Central Europe. This is the departure of the tourist from Ischgl in Tyrol, of the tourist area, on the 13th of March, where in Austria the lockdown was announced by the government in this case. And this was so the first step to see, okay, where people are moving, where people are traveling over the day, and is it a possibility to use it in this case. Next slide, please. Now, after the more general information, I will hand over to Reinhard to give you a little bit more information about this cooperation project between the ÖBB, the A1, the Telekom Austria provider, and Invenium in this case.
Thank you, Michael. We started this cooperation project in 2018, and the goal was to analyze the passenger demand using anonymous floating phone data for six different use cases. We wanted to provide the basis for internal planning purposes, and we also wanted to develop internal analytic tools. The three partners of this project are, as Michael already mentioned, A1 Telekom Austria, the telco provider, with the anonymized floating phone data, A1.